You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about personality traits, or at least those traits that you need to be a great entrepreneur, to be a great business owner, and a great leader in general. So before we get started, please share this podcast with someone that you know has been trying to start a business. And what I thought about this the other day with a friend of mine, I said, hey, do you think my followers have someone that, you know, like they're on the same page with? Because that's the most important thing. I mean, I can be here every day, 5 to 10 minutes a day, telling you what to do and helping you out at least. But if your group of friends is not on the same page as you are and you don't have anyone else to talk about these topics, you're doing all this. You're making this so much harder on yourself, honestly. My life completely changed when just a couple of friends of mine, 2 or 3 friends of mine, started getting passionate about the same stuff that I was, like business and growth, personal development, because I at least had someone to confront with, to talk about these topics with. So if you do have this person, please share the podcast with them. If you don't have them, go find someone right now and share the podcast episodes with them, because it will help you. Of course, the more you teach these concepts, the more you understand them, it will help them, and we'll all grow together as a unit. So point number one, what makes a great entrepreneur? So a vision that propels you forward even when things are not going your way. I always talk about this. The things are not going your way. This is something that I always talk almost in every single post because, you know, again, if everything is going well, you know, like your family is going well, you know, like your job is good, the economy is good, things are happening the way that you wanted it to, you feel pumped and you feel ready to go and energetic and, you know, focused. But as soon as something happens, maybe you lose someone that is close to you, a breakup, or you lose a job. So something happens and then all of a sudden you crumble under pressure. You don't sleep well. You wake up in the morning with a headache, low energy. You don't eat well. Then you stop working out and then the cycle continues and then you're back to square one. So if you have a strong, strong vision that propels you forward, even when those things happen, guys, you're set. At least that is one important point that you can bring with you for the rest of your life. It's almost like an insurance policy. Now, point number two, a growth mindset that pushes you to learn more every day. Again, something that really motivates me is knowing that I went to bed with more knowledge than when I woke up. That really pushes me to wake up the day after and repeat the cycle, because I feel like the more I learn, the more I can implement that knowledge in my everyday life, whether it's in business, in relationships, in psychology, and like with anybody or anything, I can be better at life. And that really pushes you to do better, of course, every single day. And it's important in business. Point number three, a support group of like-minded people that motivates you to do better. And we talked about this with a few coaching clients in the past. If you don't have a family that is strong, that motivates you to do better, that pushes you to get out of your comfort zone, then it sucks. But thank God that there's other people around you. You probably are part either of a university or an office or like a soccer team or sports in general, like whatever organized sports. I mean, like there's so many places where you can meet people and online nowadays, even through this podcast on my Instagram page. I know that a few people have actually started talking in the comment sections and in my posts. And all of a sudden now they actually follow each other. They're friends. They always get on the phone to do sales training. So it's super cool to see that people, like-minded people, are able to find each other online even, and they motivate each other. So if you don't have a group of like-minded people right now, please start looking for it right now. Point number four, a level of discipline that is greater than 99% of the population around you. And this is actually one of the things that almost suck the most, especially when you get started, because your old standards of productivity or of dreaming, basically, were very low, right? Like, especially if you go to school and everybody's brainwashing you on the fact that you gotta get a degree and get a desk job and then retire and then whatever, like all that story that people have been telling for like 2 centuries now or so. So all of that stuff really numbed people. All that type of thinking numbed people to believe that discipline is something that only, you know, like very good athletes should have, or like CEOs. In reality, everybody can do better with discipline, but especially if you want to be an entrepreneur, you got to be able to be disciplined, because nobody is managing you. You're alone with yourself. So if you don't have a very high level of accountability to yourself, greater than 99% of the people around you, you're going to be screwed. But the problem is that nobody around you is going to tell you that you're not doing good, because you're still probably doing better than them. And that is why I think it sucks at the beginning, because you are the only one that knows that you're not doing enough. The people around you think that you're doing more than enough. So I hope you enjoyed these four short points. Again, please subscribe to the podcast, guys. 24 hours, every 24 hours I put out a new episode. There's really no other podcast that I can think of that actually has an episode every 24 hours with this type of knowledge, right? So please, please subscribe, and please also leave a review on any platform that you're listening to this podcast with. It really helps. And until next time, up your game.